Okay, hello everybody. Well, I am Justin, and I am principally a sound designer, which is someone who produces, arranges, and orchestrates sounds for various purposes. But I'm also a tutor. I teach Reaper and so on, and I am a musical hobbyist. I sing and blunder through keyboard-based things. It's going to become abundantly clear to you all that I am a terrible keyboard player, which is one of the reasons why MIDI is a good fit for me, because it enables you to appear a much more talented musician than you are. Now, a lot of people will say, and I must also apologize, yesterday I came down with a terrible cold. So there's going to be lots of coughing and things, I'm afraid. Now, a lot of people say that modern electronic music techniques, sampling and so on and so forth, MIDI sequencing and so on, enable you to cheat, that most music these days is produced by talentless people made to look talented by the machines that surround them. And what I would say in response to that is this, that the better you are at what you can do, the further you will be able to go more quickly. So, for example, I can barely play at all, so I need a lot of post-tweaking and twiddling to make me sound any good. Someone who can play very proficiently can use that tweaking and twiddling on a far more advanced level to elevate their performances. So it's all about elevating the talent you have, so it doesn't create an equal playing field between the talented and the talentless. I definitely wouldn't say that. What I'm going to touch on today, and we do have a lot to get through today, so if you do have questions, do raise your hand, put your name in chat, whatever the appropriate protocols are, to direct this presentation in a way that kind of best suits you, because we are going to have to go at quite a pace. What I want to teach you is how Reaper processes MIDI and how you can do various things with it. And I want to talk a bit about the Complete Control ecosystem and outside the Complete Control ecosystem as well. So, I shall route my speech.
Unsaved project proj3/3reaper version 6.
Now, I like eSpeak actually to mix and record with because it has a nasal quality that cuts well through mixes, but in the interests of intelligibility, we're going to go with the Windows 1 Core Voices.
Volume 50.
Hopefully that is audible and at a sufficient rate for everybody. So I have a Reaper project in front of me.
No tracks.
There are no tracks in it as yet. Now, the first thing we need to do is potentially connect a MIDI device. Now, a MIDI device can be what's called a control surface, and that is basically a box with faders and knobs on it that enable you to adjust plug-in parameters and volume and pan and things with these hardware knobs rather than using keyboard commands. So you might increase the reverb time or the filter cutoff frequency of a particular plugin, etc. But MIDI devices are also, of course, keyboards. So you can buy what's called a MIDI controller or a keyboard, and that will send MIDI information to Reaper, to your DAW of choice, in this case, Reaper. Now, I mentioned in my last presentation that Reaper deals with something called items. Now, items are containers. They are shells into which a variety of data can be put. Audio, video, or crucially MIDI. Now, the important thing to understand is MIDI is just data. It is not audio. It is interpreted as audio by the instruments that you pass it through. So, let's make sure Reaper is seeing my MIDI device. So we're going to go to Preferences, accessed by pressing Control P.
Reaper preferences dialog MSMS sample slash sec.
And we're going to shut that up because some of these dialogues are very chatty. And we're going to press M. We're in a tree view at the moment, and we're going to press M.
Level 1 MIDI 1 of 2.
And we are straight to our MIDI devices. So let's see what we have here.
Edit blank. Find button. OK button. Cancel. Property page octave. MIDI octave name display offset. Edit by default. Middle C. MIDI note 6. Allow trim of MIDI items when... MIDI
oh, no, this actually isn't the correct
cancel
place.
Cancel button.
This is,
OK button.
In another branch of the tree.
Edit blank. Tree view.
So actually possibly the easiest way to do this is to press D for devices.
Device 1 of 9, level 1.
There we go. Now if we tab through this is going to configure our audio settings. But if we press M.
MIDI devices 2 of 9, level 1.
We're going to get to MIDI devices, and this is where we want it to be. You'll notice, by the way, those of you who attended my last lecture, that I'm using a different microphone than before, a far less posh one. And this is because I have my keyboard on my knee, and I need to be a lot more mobile for the playing that I'm going to do. And this reinforces a concept which I'm keen to kind of disseminate whenever I get the chance, that things don't have to be perfect all the time. You don't have to be using your Neumann 2481 wibbly wob that you paid £2,000 for all the time. Sometimes it's okay. You can hear me absolutely fine on this headset mic. This gives me greater mobility and flexibility. This is fit for purpose. And I think fit for purpose is far more important than absolutely perfect all the time. I think aiming for absolutely perfect all the time can actually be a barrier to creativity, a barrier to getting things done. So here we are with our less than perfect setup, but hopefully perfectly adequate setup. So we're going to tap through this MIDI devices page now.
Find OK button, cancel button. Property page MIDI inputs to make available. Selectable as track inputs and slash or learnable or action bindable MIDI outputs to make available. Selectable as track outputs reset by, reset on. List 1.
And the NVDA goes being very verbose again.
Add joystick MIDI. List 1 list enable the MIDI input device.
This is MIDI inputs. So we can have MIDI inputs here and we can have MIDI outputs
audio
here.
Audio box USB mode. Less not present.
Now I was using my Presonus audio box, which is an interface, and that has the potential to be a MIDI input apparently. So that is not connected.
Complete control M door mode. Enabled plus control ID 22 of 3.
Okay. And here we have complete control. Enabled plus control. So I can use my MIDI controller, my M32, Native Instruments Complete Control, M32 keyboard, as either a keyboard, or I can also use it as a control surface, as I discussed earlier. I'm just going to be using it as a keyboard today, and it's enabled. It says it's enabled. If I right-click this...
Context menu. Configure input. Input ID sub. Forget device unav. Enable input. Check T.
We can forget the device.
Enable input. Control messages. Configure input.
And if we click on those enable checkboxes again, those enable menu items, it will disable the MIDI device.
Unsaved project.
However, what if you don't have a keyboard? What if you don't have a MIDI controller, a MIDI keyboard of any type? Reaper does allow you to use a virtual MIDI keyboard by using keys on the keyboard as notes. This is not very convenient at all. You're not going to be playing any Ravel using this method, but for certain applications, it may suffice, fit for purpose once again. So let's insert a virtual MIDI instrument, a VSTI, onto our track, and we can most easily do this by holding down control and double tapping the insert key.
Insert virtual instrument on new track. Dialog filter. Combo box.
And a filter has come up for me to type what I want in. Now, the reason Reaper is so cheap compared to other DAWs, especially given its power and versatility, is because it is very light on effects and very light on synths. So, for example, Samplitude, the successor to Sonar, has audio restoration stuff, Reaper only has very basic audio restoration stuff, and all the other doors have a far greater number of synths. Reaper just has one. My girlfriend's favorite, her being my biggest fan, she will be on the edge of her seat for what is going to come next. I'm going to type R-E-A-S-Y-N-T-H into a filter here, and that's going to load
one list.
Ray Synth. It's a very exciting synthesizer, brimming with possibilities, I assure you. Now, let's assume we don't have a MIDI device.
Unsaved project.
What's happened? There were no tracks on this project before. It's very clever what Reaper's done. It's basically concatenated a whole bunch of actions into one. So control, double tap insert, type your instrument of choice, press enter, has created a track for the MIDI to be recorded onto. It has put my instrument of choice onto that track. It has armed the track, ready to receive MIDI and ready to be recorded on too. So you could do this manually by doing those actions separately, and sometimes you might want to do that, but this is by far the easiest way. So now, loading our virtual keyboard, we do this by pressing Alt-B.
Virtual MIDI keyboard dialog. SDGHJ2356790C4C5C6.
Yes. Wait a moment. I'm afraid to say, dropped out altogether of the meeting, and I've only just managed to get back in. And I can't find my fill to the floor. My monitor.
Are you able to?
I've just muted Marilyn, so.
Thank you ever so much. Right, so we have our virtual MIDI keyboard up. Now if I press Z, X, C, V, B, N, M, comma. And then S, S, D, G, H, J, and L provide the flats. So that's how that works. The up and down arrow change the octave, I think. Or is it the right arrow? Yeah, there we go. Right arrow changes the octave. So as you can hear, we have a very simple wave. I'm going to close this virtual keyboard now.
Unsafe project.
As you can hear, we have a very simple wave. It's called a sine wave. It is the purest sound we are able to make. It is only made up of what's called its fundamental frequency. That is to say, the frequency that gives it its tone. Now I'm using my M32. What I like about the M32 is it's very portable. I can put it in my laptop bag. I can take it around. And now we have, because of the way the keyboard is designed, it responds to what's called velocity. Now, velocity, for those that don't know, enables you to inject dynamics into your performance. So you can play very quietly. Or you can play loudly. Now I want to talk to you about something called latency. I'm using a virtual mixer called Virtual Audio Cable. There are various other ways to do this. Synchronous audio router is one, but you need ACO devices for it, or the ACO for all hack, which basically turns your consumer Windows sound card into an ACO compliant device. Now, in order that you can hear what I'm playing, and in order that I can hear what I'm playing, there is considerable latency, that is, delay, between my key presses and the sounds that I am hearing. Let me lift the keyboard to the microphone, and hopefully you'll be able to hear the key press and the gap between. So let's try this again. Can you hear that? Can you hear the key presses?
We can hear.
So we're talking at least 100 milliseconds, possibly more, possibly 150, 200 milliseconds. That is very off-putting. I'm a sound designer. What I tend to do is I pick up sounds and I fiddle around with them until they sound how I like them to. Time is not pressing on me at the moment, fortunately, to misquote a Fawlty Towers episode. But musicians have it completely different. Latency is very important to you guys. You are going to need the best sound card you can get. You're going to need to be using an ACO Windows subsystem or a Wasapi Windows subsystem. And it's true for acoustic performers as well, you know, singers and so forth. When you hear your backing track that you're singing along to, you don't want there to be a delay between when you sing and when Reaper receives your voice. And you don't want there to be a delay between when Reaper thinks the backing track is playing and when you are actually hearing the backing track. So latency is a really important consideration. There is nothing I can do about my latency at the moment, which is going to further worsen my already abysmal playing. So I'm going to record something now. And because it's going to take me a little time to get situated, and it would take definitely someone playing with two hands a little time to get situated, I need to have a count in before 2%. The recording effectively 0%. Begins. So just going back to the beginning of my project, I'm going to go to the metronome and pre-roll settings dialog, accessed by pressing Alt-Shift-M.
Metronome and pre-roll settings dialog, primary beat volume, -12.
Okay, and it's going to be very chatty again. It's all talking about the metronome and so on and so forth, and how you can configure its primary and secondary beat volumes and all kinds of things like that.
Run metronome during playback checkbox checked. Count in before playback checkbox not checked.
Now, we don't need a count in before playback, but we do need a count in before recording. We definitely do.
Run metronome during recording checkbox checked. Count in before recording checkbox not checked.
So we're going to check this. We're going to do that by pressing MBDA numpad enter.
Check. Checked.
Because pressing space will just press play.
Play. Stop.
As I've just demonstrated.
Counting measures. Edit.
So how many measures should we have? Yeah, two measures sounds good. Two bars. Reaper uses the American conventions for talking about music. So it talks about measures most of the time instead of bars. It also talks, and I've fallen into this trap as well, in terms of quarter notes, eighth notes, 16th notes, whole notes, as opposed to crotchets, quavers, semiquavers, and so on. I actually find that system a lot more intuitive. An eighth note, I understand what that means. A quaver, I have to kind of cast my mind back to when I was playing keyboard at secondary school to remember. So
unsaved project prod 3/
that's all the configuration that we need to make there. So we're going to press escape, which puts us back in what's called the TCP, the track control panel, Reaper's main view. And now I'm going to tap a tempo. So I have in my head an idea of how I want, how fast I want to play. So I'm going to find the H key on my keyboard, and I'm just going to go do, 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 do with my H key, and pressing play, that yields.
Play. Stop.
The metronome is on. So even though the checkboxes were checked in the metronome and pre-roll settings dialog, you still have to turn the metronome on with Control Shift M, and now we'll be able to hear it.
Play. Stop.
And that's our metronome. So now I'm going to show you how bad a latency really messes you up. So I'm just going to press, but I'm not going to record anything yet, but I am going to press play, so the timeline will be scrolling past us, and I am going to try and play.
Play.
Two, three, four. Horribly out of time, very difficult. That is really difficult to listen to the metronome and play. Now I'm going to take the headphones completely off, and I actually play better with them completely off, so that I actually can't hear the instrument playing back to me. So I won't be able to hear any of you either. And you won't be able to hear me very well either. So. See, I can even hear it through my headphones, and it's still putting me off. It's still putting me off, even though I've taken these off. So latency is a very bad thing. But we're going to do our best. We're going to do our best. So let's press record now and record this. So are we at the beginning of our project? We find out by pressing Ctrl-Shift-J.
Bar 1 beat 10%.
So we will press record.
Record.
2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. We did it.
Select.
We made it.
Table, delete.
Right, I pressed space. I could press record. I could just press R again. But I pressed space so I can name this file, which is far better. So if we go to...
Rename, select, delete all but files recorded group.
This files recorded list. And we select the file that has been recorded.
01 Resynth recorded MIDI.
01 Resynth recorded MIDI. Doesn't really tell us a heck of a lot. So as we did in the last presentation,
on stock check, on punch up, save or rename selected button.
We're going to go to rename selected.
Rename recorded tape dialog. New name.
We're going to call this Twinkle.
Select files to save.
And we're going to shift
save
tab.
All button.
Click save all.
Stop. Pain.
And now we're back in our project. Now I'm going to press play.
Play. Stop.
And you will observe that my playing, such as it is, I use the term loosely, begins straight away. Those two measures that I waited, they're not there. They're not there because they were counting. They were just getting me psyched up and, you know, in time with the beat in my head. So let's listen to this, or some of it.
Play. Stop.
Right. So, we want to quantize this. We want to make it sound better. Quantizing is basically rounding everything to the nearest something. Now, in my last presentation, I talked about Reaper's kind of hierarchy, the Russian doll of Reaper, as I call it. There's a timeline. Along the timeline runs tracks. And on the tracks are items. We have an item here now containing MIDI data. And on the track, we have an effect, the Resynth. Now, what I didn't mention is that, or what I will have only mentioned very briefly if I did, is that the timeline is subdivided by a grid. And that grid is set by the speed of the metronome, by the tempo of the project. And you can change the way that the timeline is subdivided. So I'm going to highlight this
one twinkle
item here, and I'm going to press Ctrl-Shift-8, which is going to set the grid to eighth notes.
Grid eighth.
Which I believe, someone can correct me if they disagree, are the smallest notes in this project. And then I'm going to press... I think it's Ctrl-Shift-Q. I'm just going to check with my shortcut help. If in doubt, use Reaper's invaluable shortcut help, which is accessed by pressing F12.
Shortcut help on. SWS/FNG. Quantize item positions and MIDI note positions to grid.
Quantize MIDI note positions to grid is basically what it said. That's what's relevant in this context.
Shortcut help off.
So that's what we want to do. So let's refresh our memory of how terrible this was.
Play. Stop.
Now, I don't actually think this is going to work. In fact, I'm going to set this to quarter notes because it's so bad that, so by pressing Control Shift 4, I've set the grid now to quarter note divisions, and now I'm going to press Control Shift Q and we'll see if my playing can be salvaged. It's possible because of the latency it might not be, but it should be improved. So Control Shift Q. Now let's listen.
Play. Alexandru Kozasiuka. Stop.
How much better is that? It's almost as if I can play. Now, I think if I had kept the grid sensitivity, if I kept the grid subdivisions at eighth notes, I think this would have failed. I think it would have only shifted my playing over by an eighth note, and I think in some instances that might not have been enough, and in some instances I think it might have shifted it the wrong way, which is why we've done that. Now, let's improve things still further. This is a kind of the editing MIDI section, because there are plenty of other problems with this. Highlight the item again, and we press Control-Alt-E.
MIDI tape, twinkle dialog, MIDI view 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
And it's going to be hideously chatty again. So now we're in the MIDI editor, and what I can do is I can navigate by note just by pressing cursor left and cursor right. So
beat 4, bar, beat 3, 1 note. Beat 2, 1 note. Beat 3, 1 note. Beat 3, 1 note.
Now I want to change the length of this note because it's too long. I want it to be 2 beats long. It is slightly more than that. So the easiest way to do that is to press Control-F2. Is it? Yes.
Position, edit all, length, edit all, plus L selected 0.1.23.
Oh no, I want it to be 1 beat long. So at the moment it's 0 bars, 1 beat, and 23% of a beat long. So we just want to delete that 23 off the end.
2 dot.
And now we have
MIDI tape, twinkle.
Going back a bar for context.
Bar 3.
That was far too short. Wait there.
Beat 3, 1 note.
So we can edit it again.
Event length, edit all plus L selected 0.0.10.
I don't know why that happened.
Blank.
At all.
0.0.0.
So one. We'll delete
dot
that.
0.
And
one.
Delete. And so now it's 0.1.0. 0 bars, 1 beat, 0%.
MIDI tape, twinkle dialog.
Back bar. And there we go. Perfectly robotic, devoid of all feeling. Now, if we wanted to put some feeling back, we can engage the humanize dialog.
Humanize notes dialog, %%%%. Okay, but
I'm not actually going to do this because it might break it, but there's a humanized dialogue here and you can set the percentage of humanization, and that will basically introduce errors in timing and note length and so on. So it actually sounds like a human is playing it rather than a robot. This would seem to be a good opportunity to ask if anybody has any questions at this point before we go on to the next thing. No? Splendid. So let's say you're an even worse player than I am, or more likely that you want to play something really fiddly and quick, some really intricate, trilly stuff full of runs very fast. Now, there's a number of ways you can do this. One way you could do it is to slow the tempo of your project down by a lot and play vroom, kind of like how the chipmunks were done. And I'm just going to demonstrate this. Many of you will be aware from your experiments with audio that if you stretch or compress audio, it will either get faster, it will either get more high-pitched or more low-pitched, thereby changing its key. That's kind of vary speed. That's how a tape machine or record player works. Or it will sound odd in other ways. So you may have heard, you know, adverts where they're doing the T's and C's and the disclaimer at the end, and they speak them as fast as possible. And it sounds kind of truncated. It sounds kind of inhuman. That's because they've compressed the audio. So what we want to do is not to have that happen, because we want, you know, transparent increase in tempo. With MIDI, you get that.
Project settings.
So at the moment, if we go to our project properties by pressing Alt Enter.
Save property page HZ. If com force project, project BPM, edit selected 78.000.
So we're at 78 beats per minute at the moment. That's the tempo I tapped. That's what Reaper rounded it to. Now let's make this a drum and bass, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Let's put it all the way up to 172 beats per minute. Now, if this was an acoustic performance, it would sound kind of weird. But with
one
MIDI,
twinkle bar, play.
It sounds fine. No degradation in quality, because we've just accelerated the speed at which the data is played. So let's reset our project tempo. We can just press Control Z.
Undo set project B play. Stop.
And now we're back to where we were. So now it may surprise some of you to learn. I wouldn't be offended.
Pips on crack.
Pips on
media files. Pips on crack.mp3.
I did this. I did it as a transition effect, more a piece of sound design. I wanted to start with something very plain, and kind of make it more complex as we went along.
Unknown.
So I'm going to open this. It's going to take a minute. How did I play that fast? I could have slowed the project down a tremendous amount, and played each note, or I could have used a process called step recording. Now, step recording is as it sounds. It allows you to record in steps.
Unsaved project.
So I have step recording enabled. You need to enable this in the MIDI editor for it to work. So we're going to create a separate track, a second track now. I'm going to do Control.
Combo box collapsed.
Double tap.
Edit selected resynth. Selection.
We're going to type in resynth again, which we actually don't need to do
list
because it was
list.
Already selected from our previous insertion.
Effects. Track 2 resynth dialog DB tuning. Send MS to K.
And we're going to unarm.
One rear synth arm, one
item. Our first track, because we don't need that anymore.
Two rear synth arm, zero items. FX, VST, rear synth.
And here's
coppers.
Another instance of resynth on track 2 this time. And we are going.
Octave zero.
I'm going to use my keyboard to reduce the octave. And I am going to do some chords to this, and I'm going to do them step recorded, because with latency and with everything else and my playing, there's just no way I'm going to get it right. So I'm going to record this note by note and by setting the grid divisions appropriately. It's going to know how long I want the note to be, and it's going to move my cursor by that length, so I can insert the next one. So.
To Reosin Farm 0 items, FX, VST, Reosin.
We are going to insert a MIDI item, the length of our first MIDI item.
One Reosin, one twinkle.
So we establish a time selection. This is the easiest way to do this. So go to the beginning of your project, press left square bracket. Go to the end of the item that we've already recorded by pressing Control Shift Full Stop.
Bar 13 beat 46.
And we're going to press right square bracket.
Set selection end.
And now we can go to track 2, go to the beginning of the project, and we can go to our insert menu, where incidentally, if you don't have an insert key or it's not freed up because of Jaws or whatever, you can also find the insert virtual instrument option. We're going to press Alt-I.
Media file. New MIDI item. Empty item E.
Ah, new MIDI item. Shift
plus insert N.
And you can do that by pressing Shift Insert. It's a key I've never been able to remember. So you'd have to hold down Shift and double tap Insert. You double tap it because that is NVDA's way of allowing the insert key to be passed through to be used for other things. That's the only reason for the double tap. So
unsaved
insert
project
blank MIDI item.
One Reosynth untitled MIDI item.
Now, we probably should rename this item at some point, but we won't worry about it now. Now I'm going to open the MIDI editor.
MIDI take, Reosynth untitled.
Now there's no MIDI data in this item yet. We have to fill it. And I am going to set my grid subdivisions to eighth notes for this.
Grid eighth.
Now, it doesn't matter how long I hold my finger down on the key. It's only going to record eighth notes. So now, is that? And I can check I'm doing the right notes by just navigating back.
50% one note, 0% one note, G3, 50%.
Yeah, it is G, yeah. So cool.
50% one note.
So I need to go to the end of this, with the beginning of it to start with. So I can just press Alt-Shift-Cursor right
20%
to navigate me to the end. Navigate me forward by a grid division. So I'm back on G. So... And then so that'll probably be enough to demonstrate it actually. So we go back to the beginning of the project.
One note.
Etc. etc. And I'm not gonna go on and do the whole thing because I'll probably make a mistake for one thing. But you see how that's inserted the notes perfectly with perfect precision. This could be used for really fast drum fills, really complicated classical compositions, really intricate guitar runs, anything you like really. Or you know, if you want to do arpeggios, 64th triplets like I wanted to do for the sound I just played you. That is step recording. Does everybody understand what I just did and how it worked? How I played in my own time? I could have played a note an hour if I wanted to, but it wasn't going to record the time between the notes that I was playing, only moving me forward by grid division and playing grid division. Does everyone understand that?
I've got a quick question. Well, when you move through the MIDI notes, sometimes it says one note and then whatever, but sometimes it speaks what the note is.
Ah, yes. A very observant. Well done. So, it says one note because there is only one note at this position.
50% one note.
There might be chords, in which case it would tell you how many notes there were in the chord, and you would be able to navigate between them by pressing cursor up and down to hear what they were. Now, being as there's only one note here, and it doesn't announce it by default because that's just too much speech feedback when you're whizzing along. If I press cursor up,
D4, 50%.
It says it's D4. Now, the problem with this is if you are playing a piece with very long notes in it, it will play the full length of the note. And there was a recent discussion on the Keymap WhatsApp group as to how to prevent this. But so that is something to be aware of, that if you are doing, you know, very lengthy classical pieces, slow classical pieces, or meditation pieces as well, with their long bass notes, it is going to try and play the whole thing to you. And it really would be helpful if there was a way to kind of choke off that preview. I don't know if such a system has been implemented yet.
So it's basically the up and down cursor that makes
yeah, up and down will tell you what the note is, or navigate you the chord, and left and right will navigate you by note.
20% one note.
And tell you where in the project that is. Peter, you wanted to say something.
Yeah, just so you know, when you're playing back recordings, after the first couple of bars, Zoom is kind of almost cutting it off because it thinks it's noise. I don't know if you're able to turn on original sound. I think that would help.
Oh,
in
one column,
the Zoom meeting tab,
start my video.
If you have it enabled, you can tab to original sound, but you might not have enabled it. If you don't, then it's a bit too complicated to kind of try and do it now. But it's just so
that is annoying.
Video setting.
This is why I don't like Zoom.
Closed.
Right. So, is kind of boring. So let's change it. Let's make it more interesting.
B3, 50%.
Let's close this MIDI editor by pressing Control F4.
Unsaved project.
And let's work outside the complete control ecosystem for now.
One rear synth, one light.
Let's highlight track one and press F to open up our effects chain.
Effects, track, edit, multi, list, active.
And we're going to press Control R, which is going to allow us to replace this VST instrument with another one.
Replace FX number one in track one rear synth.
So we're going to type CEL.
List one list. VST, Celesta, X86.
And we're going to try a Celeste. This is a free VST instrument.
FX, track one rear synth dialog. List one list.
And now what do we have? Let's see. That's got upset
FX
with me.
Celesta, X86 bridge.
Ah, now, FX. Certain plugins, particularly 32-bit plugins, run on a 64-bit version of Reaper, will open a bridged window, depending on your exact configuration. I'm not going to go into the technicalities of this now, but basically sometimes you'll open a plugin and it'll open a separate window, which you then need to close
/loop
to get back to where you were.
Stop.
That's much nicer. Now all we need to do is sort out the track two.
Two rear synth on one item.
Now notice, so I've changed the effect, I've changed the instrument, I've changed the medium through which the MIDI data is passing. And I can do this as many times as I want, making it sound hideous or pretty. So we could change this to a Celeste as well. So let's
FX.
Let's do that. I was going to use a piano, but let's make these both
list one
Celestes.
List. VST, Celesta, X.
And
FX.
Switch out this bridged window.
Stop. Beat one, play. Stop.
Now, isn't that just, that's just a world away from where we started, isn't it? Just by changing the instruments, quantizing the stuff, doing a bit of step recording. Turn the intrusive metronome off.
Stop.
And we have something that could work now. Now I want to show you briefly before we move on to other things that it is possible to change other things within the MIDI editor. So let's take
one rear synth, one
track one, because there's more notes in it.
One twinkle.
We'll highlight the item. We'll open the MIDI editor.
MIDI tape. Twinkle dialog.
And let's scroll through this.
One note. Beat, 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 bar, beat, beat, bar four, beat one, one note. Bar three, beat four, beat three, bar, beat, 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 beat three, beat two, one note.
Now let's say some of these notes are a little too quiet. Because my velocity wasn't as constant as I would have liked it to be. That can be adjusted. So, here's what I can change about this note.
Shortcut help on.
Turn the shortcut help on. If I press N.
Edit. Move notes up one semitone.
I can change the pitch of the note.
Edit. Move notes up one octave.
So N will move it up a semitone, Alt N will move it up an octave.
Edit, move notes down one semitone.
Shift N will move down an Alt Shift N will move it down an octave. So let's select all the notes.
Edit, select all events.
And now let's press Alt N.
Transport, play slash stop.
Oh, whoops, I need to turn shortcut help off.
Shortcut help.
That would be good, wouldn't it? Select all events.
Notes selected.
Alt N. Now, if I put shortcut help on.
Shortcut help on.
We've got V.
Note velocity plus 0.1.
Oh, someone's got a tambourine. So there are 128 possible different velocity levels within the MIDI system. V will increase it by 1. Alt V will increase it by 10. Shift V will decrease it by 1. Alt Shift V will decrease it by 10. So let's...
Ozara, move to next chord.
Let's find a quiet
Shortcut
note.
Shortcut help off. Beat 1, beat 2, 1 note.
That's very quiet. Let's increase that by 10.
B5, 26.
That's better. So it's 26 out of 128 we can...
B5, 46.
And now we've increased it from 16 to 46.
Bar 5.
And if we go back a bar... So that...
Beat 3, 1 note.
So we can take this up as well. Alt V.
527.
Yeah, again, it's about 16.
A 557.
There we go. So now we have... A little bit quiet.
Beat 4. Bar 7, beat 1, 1 note.
We'll select both these notes. So shift cursor
beat
right.
Beat 1 note. 2 notes, velocity minus
Let's
1.
Let's see what we think. And perhaps that one
beat one note.
Is too loud, so we'll turn it down with Alt-Shift-V.
B5-48.
Yeah. And now this is starting to take shape. So we go back to the beginning. Press play. And I'll stop it because presumably it's fuzzed out. But does anybody have any questions based on what we've done so far?
Hi, Justin, it's Tim here. So those are all Ozara shortcuts. Is there a way of finding a list of all those shortcuts? I mean, are they all listed in the keystrokes by heading or whatever files?
Yes, lots of people ask this, and the only way to access the information that you're after isn't, in my view, particularly helpful. So let's turn our shortcut help on again with F12.
Shortcut help on.
And I believe it's Control F1. Now, I, in all my years of using Reaper, have never used what I'm about to show you in any useful way, in any helpful way. But I'll tell it to you just in case it is helpful to you.
Help about Reaper. Help. Mouse modifier keys and action shortcuts.
There we go. I just had to press a couple of buttons to see what the right thing was. Shift. F1 is what you're looking for. Shift F1 will bring up an HTML document, and it's a dynamic HTML document as well. So if you change key bindings, those changes will be reflected in the newly created HTML document. And you will get all the mouse modifier keys and all the shortcut keys currently bound to Reaper. Now, I am using Ozara's default keymap, the keymap that it ships with a few additions, which do get lost if you import a new version of Ozara's keymap. That's a whole different discussion for another presentation, customizing Reaper. But yes, this is the default Ozara keymap. So P...
Edit. Move notes right one grid unit.
So P will move your notes. So N transposes your notes. Alt N does it by octave. N does it by semitone. Shift does it down. V works with velocity. P works with note positioning. P for positioning. They've tried to make the key map as mnemonic as possible. So P.
Move notes right one grid unit.
moves right by a grid unit.
Move notes right 1 pixel.
Alt-P. It's interesting that it's chosen to be this way round. I guess P, moving things by grid unit, is something you're going to need more. Usually, with N and V, N and V do the smaller increments, and Alt-N and Alt-V do the larger increments, raising a note by an octave or 10 velocity units, respectively. But with P, it's the other way around. P moves the note right by grid unit, so that could be as much as a note, a whole note length. Alt-P moves it right by a pixel, and that could be a very small amount, depending on how much you're zoomed in or out in reprint. I believe we covered that in the last presentation on editing, when you're scrubbing through something.
Translate, so, play / stop.
Yeah. That is how to do a lot Shortcut of help. Nifty things in the MIDI editor, and it's possible, as I hopefully have demonstrated, to select multiple notes at once. And we've now got far more interesting sounds than we had before. Anybody have any other questions?
One note. Unsaved project.
No? Right, let's talk about complete control. So, I have been using, hitherto, VSTIs, separate VST plugins. Now, I believe Peter is hoping that your next presenter, Andre, and I, will have very different views about this. Andre is a big fan, big proponent of Native Instruments stuff. He works very closely with them. Now, I think Complete Control is great. Don't get me wrong. Complete Control gives us a lot of access to a lot of things that we didn't otherwise have access to. But it's not great. It's the best we've got. But it could go so much further. Now, someone was talking, I'm sorry, I forget who, about banks and so on. Now, for example, I only have an M32 keyboard, so I'm not able to navigate by bank accessibly because I don't have the buttons for it. Likewise, you can't search for an instrument. Likewise, you can't add certain instruments to favorites. It's all a bit convoluted and clunky. It's difficult, Complete Control. It's more difficult, I think, than it needs to be. That said, you get a lot of great stuff with it. Now, someone was asking how to install Complete Control stuff. Now, I'm not going to go into a full tutorial about that, but basically what you need is a serial number and you need Native Access. Native Access is their installer, their download manager, basically. You load that up. You do a lot of speech fiddling. Sometimes you need to do OCR. Sometimes you need to do JAWS, PC cursor stuff, object nav stuff. And you decide where you want your stuff to be put. Now, it is common practice to keep your applications and plugins on your C drive and your libraries of sampled instruments and sound effects and so on another hard drive. I'm not a big fan of this. I did this and I've regretted it ever since. So I have all my instruments on an external hard drive, and I have all my plugins and so on my internal hard drive. If you move your libraries from where Complete Control, which is essentially a database type piece of software, if you move them from where Complete Control expects them to be, you will have a headache. And you will need to reline everything up. So it's not without its issues. It's not the perfect solution that I believe some visually impaired people tout it as. But it does give you a lot. So if you buy the M32, which I have, which is pocket size, sort of, how many? Well, it has 32 notes. If you buy that, you get the M32 collection of sounds. This is not, and it's very important you know this because I got caught out with it, this is not on Native Instruments upgrade path. So someone was very kind enough to buy Catherine and I the upgrade to Complete Standard. So you have various tiers of instrument ownership, basically. And we thought, oh, we must have complete select. That's what must ship with complete, with the M32. Nope. So we had to spend a whole bunch more money upgrading to complete standard. So be careful that you know what you're getting and what you want to upgrade to. So there's complete, there's the M32 collection. There's complete start, which is free. You get a couple of things with that. Don't know exactly what you get. There's the M32 collection. There's complete select. There's complete standard. There's complete ultimate, and there's complete ultimate collector's edition. Now, by the time you get to complete ultimate collector's edition, you're talking megabucks, but you're also talking a hell of a lot of instruments. Complete standard comes with a hell of a lot of instruments. Now, I'm led to believe that Native Instruments has a summer of sound every year, and a lot of things are 50% off. So we're coming up to a good time to buy Native Instruments stuff, if this is the ecosystem which you would like to get into. Now, it comes with its own voice, rather like, not its own voice, but its own kind of screen reader, which interfaces with your Windows sounds or your Mac TTS or whatever. So let's do it. Let's fiddle around with complete control. So up to now, we've typed the name of a specific plugin. I'll just show you drum kit briefly before we get away from this. So insert a third track.
List one, VST, cello fang, x86.
All right, cool.
VST, VST, miscellanea 2, Versalion's, VST, sonatina cello, VST, VSCO2 cello sect. VST, miscellanea 2, Versalion.
So Miscellanea 2 is another free VST instrument, and it's going to go on track 3 here.
No button. Celesta, X. Build routing confirmation. Yes button or no button or pressed. FX. Track 3 unsaved pro 3 Miscellanea 2 up.
I think this is the right one. Well, solo. Track 3
solo.
And this gives you a bunch of percussion. Very useful for telling kids stories. So you got a shop doorbell. Now, if I press the right button on my M32,
octave plus one.
I move an octave up, and hopefully you heard it say octave plus one, so I know what octave I'm in. Then we've got a Christmas noise. I mean, how well can you hear all this because of Zoom?
It's fuzzy.
That's pretty good. It is fuzzy, but we can hear the sounds. We can hear the sounds okay.
You should use Team Talk.
Okay, plus two.
So we've got a triangle. Tambourine. And this is all in one free VST instrument. So before you get sucked in to complete control, bear in mind you can get a lot of stuff for free. You can also pick up sample packs, and you can use Reaper's Sampler to do a lot of things with them. I don't think I have time to show you Reaper's Sampler, regrettably, but it does exist, and I can do a future presentation on that, perhaps.
1611.
Well, oh, my goodness. We're whizzing through. Right, let's pick up the pace a bit. Let's replace this miscellanea with complete control now and show you how that works.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo tom.
Right.
Repeat on.
Let's not repeat do that. Off. Let's press FX. F.
Replace FX number.
And then we're going to replace the file, replace the effect, the miscellanea, and we're going to type so KOMP. I'm going to press curse down.
List one list. VST. Complete control. Native instruments.
Complete control. We're going to press enter. Sometimes this can take up to like 2 or 3 minutes to load.
Replace
it's
FX number one in track 3, miscellanea 2, not responding.
Now, Reaper's just told me it's not responding. I'm not concerned by that. Reaper FX is actually very good at starting to respond if you wait long enough. So it's good to be very patient with Reaper. It's still loading complete control into this project. This is very good. I was hoping it would do this. It will kind of show you how long it will take. Now, I should emphasize my laptop is old and rather decrepit. But, yeah, library is loaded off an external mechanical hard drive. It takes a while. So while we're waiting for this, does anybody have any questions?
I would just like to say that if you know where to look, there are websites that offer free MIDI packs for stuff like Sonic Couture. They have a bunch of stuff that is free. That doesn't sound too bad.
No, there's some good Sonic Couture stuff. There's a BBC Discover Orchestra, which is free by Spitfire Audio. There's another one. I think it's the SAM Project, another orchestra, sort of a horror orchestra. If you look around, you can get a lot of good free musical instruments. Now, this is something else. You get complete control. You get not complete control. And then you get NKS compatible. Or NKS compliant, which means some third-party vendor has made their own instrument using Native Instruments stuff, like the full version of Kontakt. Kontakt is Complete Control's sampler. Does anybody not know what a sampler is, by the way? Okay, I'm going to take it from that everybody does. Now, to make our own instruments, the full version of Kontakt is, as far as I'm aware, not accessible.
Steve Hydreven has left the meeting alert.
But we can use it as a player.
Celesta, x86
bridge.
Doing?
Come on now.
Unknown.
I think we are actually there. Might be there. Let's see.
Recognizing. Celesta. Concepts of your series. With the basics and want to. Unknown.
So it's offering me a tour of Complete Control, which I didn't know. You heard it say unknown, and that was all I got by default. I had to OCR to see what it was saying.
Unsaved project.
And now I close this. Right, now I need to use my keyboard. I need to use various buttons on my keyboard to do the next bit. What instruments are we all interested in? What kind of things would we like to see if Complete Control, Complete Standard has? What are we interested in?
Kazoo!
Quite interested in drums.
Drums, okay. Kazoo was a good idea, but I'm not sure. Is it a reed instrument? Is it a what? I wouldn't know where to search for that. And because I can't just type in kazoo as a search term, which in my view is an important shortcoming of the Native Instruments ecosystem, certainly when you're on a junior level like I am, I don't have an S49 or ATA or whatever. So we're not going to look for kazoos this time. Let's look at drums. So, I'm going to press the browse button.
Browser file types instruments.
And we have Windows 1. We have this nice lady talking to me now. So I can browse. So there's a filter. So while we can't search as exactly as I would like, there is kind of a tree view. So we can search instruments.
Loops.
Now, I twiddle this knob on my keyboard and I'm going through the menu. Loops.
One shots.
And one shots. One shots.
Loops.
So we go back to
instruments. Products all.
And we press enter on that. Now we have products all.
Abbey Road 60s drummer. Absinthe.
So this is who made this stuff.
Analog Dreams.
So different vendors.
Battery.
Or different libraries of stuff.
All.
So if we want to stay to all and press enter on all.
Types all.
Then we have types of drum.
Bass. Best of.
Best of.
Boat strings.
Boat strings, what?
Glass. Drums.
You're in all the instruments, you weren't just in the drums.
I thought I clicked on drums. Wait.
Products all. All.
No.
Oh,
file types instruments.
I did click on drums. Products
all. Types drums. Flute.
Yeah.
Drums.
Drums.
Subtitle.
Click on drums.
There you go.
Right, subtitles, all. Right. Subtypes.
Clap.
Right, we've got claps.
Cymbal.
We've got cymbals. Drum pattern.
Hi-hat.
Hi-hat.
Hi-hat closed. Hi-hat closed.
Closed. Hi, yeah, and that's it.
Kick.
Oh, kick.
Hi-hat open.
Hi-hat open.
Kit.
So we've got drum kits. Percussion.
Ride cymbal.
Ride cymbal.
Sliced drum loop.
Sliced drum loop.
Snare.
Snare.
Tom.
Tom. So not all of this comes with the M32 collection, I should hasten to add, but what do we want to look at out of all this?
Sorry, just a quick question here. While you are exploring those, can you play on the keyboard and hear them or not?
No, you can't play them on the keyboard, but you can preview the stuff. And we'll come to that in a minute. We've got to get further down. So at the moment, we're just navigating by type. Once we come to specific instruments, you will be able to hear a sample of them, but you can't play it on the keyboard, because in order to do that, you'd have to load the full sample library or the full synth patch, and it would take too long switching between instruments to load all the different patches and all the characteristics of the instrument. So what do we want here? Kits, hi-hats, toms, drums, rides, slice loops, what do we want?
You got a Latin kit?
A Latin kit. Let's try percussion then.
Slice drum loop. Right cymbal. Percussion.
Let's see what we've got in percussion.
Characters all.
So now we have characters. So this is it sampled? Is it synthesized?
Monophonic.
Monophonic.
Percussive.
Percussive.
Physical model.
Physical model.
Synthetic.
Synthetic. So we want to go for all, I think.
Results entrapment.
Now we have the actual instruments. When I browse through these, it's going to actually play what they sound like.
Far tones. Glassware.
So this is percussion.
Hand drum.
So you're going to get, so that's a hand drum.
Carter's hand. Metal conga. Proton. Random nun. Unhuman. Unhuman. Hand drum. Far tones. Entrapment. Entrapment. Entrapment.
Okay, that's all we've got in percussion.
Characters all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go back.
Subtypes percussion. Kit.
When kit. It says kit, does that
characters all.
Give you a selection?
Results to funk kit.
Oh, yes. We will now have a selection of kits. So this is a funk kit.
6 feet. 2 funk kit.
This is the next one.
6 feet kit. Bit gelato crunch, 112 BPM. 36 ready. 41st kit.
Yeah.
48 hour kit.
Set up professional audio settings.
Now, you'll probably have noticed that this is really loud, and there's nothing you can do about that, which is very annoying. She and the previews are at the volume they're at. There's not a lot you can do about it.
53 hours. 606 kit. 707 and 727.
I thought you could fix it by turning the track down.
I tried that. It didn't work. We will try again. Let's see.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo tone, 0 items.
So we're going to turn this down a lot.
Minus 13.00.
So I've turned this down by 13 dB. I need to go back into here. Okay, come on now.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo tone, 0 items. FX, VST, complete control, native instruments, GmbH.
No, she just got upset with me and now she won't play at all.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo tone, 0 item, alt, solo.
I didn't mean it.
You've broken my demonstration.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo, 1 item. FX, V, 3 miscellanea, 2 solo, tom, 0 items.
Fail.
FX, VST, complete control, native instruments, GmbH, 32 out.
So, complete control's got unhappy, so we're going to need to replace it.
FX, track. Replace FX number 1 in.
Now I happen to know.
List 1 list. VST. Complete con.
So we're going to replace this with complete control. Hope it doesn't take ages to load. We're not going to get onto effects today, by the way, just so everyone knows, I don't think. But hopefully you are finding this valuable and useful.
FX, multi-line blank. Unsaved project prod
right.
3/3.
Browser file type instruments.
27 registered to Justin Lutlow.
So
what small business use.
Shut up.
Absinthe.
So for example,
Ball. Battery. Lox Primes. Butch Big Drop. Drum Lab. Etherealth. FM8.
So these are all the different products. So FM8 is a synthesizer, battery is a drum thing.
Form. Hybrid keys. India.
And what Catherine and I particularly enjoy.
Type tool.
We go India.
Flute. Flute. Percussion.
Oh, that's interesting.
Character tool. Results tool. Tool. All deep.
So we got some Indian percussion.
Tool. Bhangra. Tool. Kumi. Tool. Dulgit.
So this is just the demo.
Tool. Gadi. 3-4.
So I want to find the tabla stuff.
Palak 1. Vice Wajit. 3-4. Palak 1. Chayabaza.
This'll do. So I press enter on this now.
Progress
well,
dialog.
Not enter, but enter on my keyboard.
Opening devices dialog. Close button.
Are you serious? My MIDI device has crashed.
Zoom meeting. Mute. Currently unmuted. Unsafe project prod
3
miscellanea 2 solo tongue 0
you
items. FX. VST.
Oh, you are.
Complete
good.
Control. Native instruments GmbH. 32.
So now when I press each key, this is what happens. So I can... allowing for latency. Or I've got these fills here. Holding my finger down on the key. So all these are different keys I'm pressing. So you get lots of different stuff with the complete control ecosystem. So for the drums that I think, well, I don't know where you get Latin drums from, but you can certainly get some rock and roll drums, and the way to get that is...
Browser results, Talak 1, Chayabaza. Characters, types, percussion.
To go
products, India.
To the products menu.
Battery.
And go to...
Abbey Road 60s drummer.
Abbey Road 60s drummer.
Types all.
And we can just look at
characters
all.
Results are 60S early kit full. R60S early kit light.
Oh, it has, but she's still really loud and there's nothing you can do about her, which is annoying, but it has at least turned down the drums from what they would have been.
R60S late kit full. R60S late kit light. Early in it. Early psychedelic rock.
So again, if I pressed enter on this, it would add the kit to my keyboard so that I could play these drums. And then that's pretty much how it works. So you would have lots of different instances of complete control in your project. It would be advisable for you to name the different instances. So that, because complete control, as I said, is basically a database thing. So it's lots of plugins in one. So I've got complete control on my track. When I've been changing between the different things that we've been adding to this track, we're still in the Indian stuff on my keyboard. I can't just search my effects list for a different plugin to put on this track. I have to change the configuration of the complete control instance that's on this track. So let's say I want...
Nasal.
Let's go for late.
Progress unsaved project prog /3 Reaper version 6.27 registered to Justin McLeod, licensed for personal /small business.
Thank you. Let's actually turn this back up a bit.
Three miscellanea two. -6.0, -5.00.
So different keys will do different things. Let's put the octave up.
Octave +3.
Put it down.
Octave 0.
We've got different symbols and different elements of a drum kit. And you've got like synth loops and all kinds of things. So I wanted to cover how to adjust parameters of an instrument. So let's talk about that now. So let's turn
three
this
miscellanea two
back down.
-12 point, -13 point.
And let's go
zero
to my favorite synth now. So we're just going to press the browser button again. And it's going to get upset with me again.
Three miscellanea two and solo tom zero items. FX, VST, complete control, native instrument GmbH, 32 out.
I think it might be a slight connection issue I'm having.
Three miscellanea, two solo tom, zero items.
Replace the complete
FX,
control.
VST, complete control. FX, track three miscellanea, two dialogue. List one list. VST. Replace FX, list one list.
So it's adding itself again. Is it added yet?
FX. Track 3 missing.
Yeah, there we go.
Unsaved project.
Right.
Browser file types instruments.
So, products instruments.
All. Abbey Road 60s drummer.
Gonna go to my favorite synth, which has some grimy stuff.
Lox Primes. Low FI Glow. Massive. Massive X.
Massive X. It's got some great stuff on Massive X.
Types all. Characters all.
Types all.
Results first cipher tribe. 4 AM Catalyst.
So here, let's
a fading dream. A knock knock. A lost lighthouse. A little flows through. A knock knock. A lost lighthouse.
So that's what you would call an arpeggio, I guess. Let's play with that. Because it's like a single finger chord. So it's going to take ages for Massive X to load, because we've not loaded the Massive X patch yet. That's a synthesizer within Native Instruments, so it's going to think to itself for a long while. So that's a C, and you'll notice the tempo is a lot different to what it was in the preview, because now the tempo is feeding from my project. And it'll only play one note at a time. So as soon as I switch to F, it will change. So C. F. C. Now, the easiest way to configure a parameter of a Native Instruments plugin is to use these 8 knobs that you'll find on all Native Instruments keyboards. And when I touch this, it'll tell me what they do when I touch each knob.
Res.
So that's resonance.
Cutoff.
Cutoff.
PM.
PM, I don't know what that does. Weight.
Weight. Width. Width.
Width.
End rate. End rate. End rate.
So I reckon width is probably something to do with stereo width. So let's try adjusting some of this stuff.
Width. 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 Width.
So that's gone all centered in the stereo image now. I hope you can hear that. Let's try
rest,
weight.
Rest. Verb. With.
We're not doing this in stereo, Justin.
Cutoff.
It would be good for future demos to have this as a separate, as a stereo channel.
Yeah, it is. It is enabled, so.
Oh.
So,
PM.
Some have, in the past, have been stereo.
Wait. PM.
Well, let's try this PM control.
PM. 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 PM.
Wait. Great deal. Let's try this.
Wait. Cut off.
So if I turn the cutoff frequency right down, for example, you get a more mellow sound. Turn it up.
Cut off.
Far harsher. So you can automate these and change the expressiveness of your performance.
End rate. End rate.
So this changes the envelope rate.
End rate.
Now, when a patch is created, the patch creator decides what parameters you will have access to. So one of the big gripes about all this is we can't build our own patches from scratch. So that is quite frustrating to a lot of people. But we can tweak what we're given. Now, with something like, let's go back to good old Ray Synth, finish where we started.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo tom, 0 items.
We'll replace
FX, VST, complete control, native instruments, GmbH, 32 out.
Come on now. Hold on a moment. My computer has ceased to function. We're going to replace
unsaved
complete control with Ray Synth.
Zoom meeting.
And I'll show you how to adjust the parameters of a third-party VST instrument.
3 miscellanea, 2 solo.
So.
FX. VS. Replay. List 1 list.
There we go. So back to Ray Synth.
List 1 list. VST. Ray Synth. FX, track 3, miscellanea 2, dialogue DB, unsaved project.
So, a simple sine wave. If we go back to the track view and we press P.
FX parameters dialogue. Parameter, combo box attack, 1.
We've got attack, sustain, decay, and release, which will change the character of the instrument considerably.
Value, slider 3.0 ms.
So at the moment, the attack is 3 milliseconds. Let's put that up.
303.0.
Now it's 303. So now it fades in a lot more. The attack is the first part of the instrument. Now let's try the decay.
Decay, 7. Value, slider 1000 ms.
The decay is 1000 ms. Let's put that right there.
700 ms. 15,000 ms.
Oops.
1 ms. Parameter.
So this is how fast it decays to the sustain portion.
Sine 2 ton.
Sustain. So we'll put
value
sustain.
Slider plus 0.-0.35 dB.
Inf.
Plus 6.0 inf dB. Parameter. Comp. Detune. 12. And decay. 7. Value.
We'll
slider
put
1 ms. 901 ms.
So now, as opposed to being a sine wave that just goes on and on and on as long as we want it to, we've made it fade out and we've made it fade in. We can also change
parameter,
the synth type.
Sine 2 ton, sustain, 10, square, 3.
So we can mix
value,
in some square wave with
0,
this.
0, 0, 0, 0.46. 0.
Let's mix some more in.
Parameter, combo, pulse we, 11, portamon, 40, value.
Now, at the moment, I can play a chord. But I can stop that by adjusting the portamento slider.
Edit selected 0.0, value, slider 0 ms. 60 ms, 80 ms, 100 ms.
So now I won't play two notes together. It will only glide between notes. And a lot of these, you can do this with, these are common controls on many instruments. But some instruments you can't control at all. What you see is what you get. Like the miscellanea instrument. So let's go back to that.
FX. Replace FX number 1 in track 3 miscellanea 2. Okay. List 1 list. VST, miscellanea 2. FX, track 3 miscellanea 2 dialogue. List, unsaved project.
So... turn the track up a
three
bit.
3 miscellanea 2, so minus 7, mi- 0.00.
Now, when I press P on this track,
FX parameters
with this effect loaded,
wet, 2, bypass, 1.
You only get a bypass control and a wet-dry control. And these are the controls that Reaper packages with everything. So you get no control over... anything at all. But
unsaved project.
You can always add other effects to this track and thereby make things more interesting. So let's add
Eric Schmidt has left the
an echo.
Add FX to
bird pitch bend echo. This is a paid echo I'm going to use just
this
for
one list.
And I need
button.
To change my filter
cancel.
So it's not just looking at instruments now, it's going to look at
preview.
Audio plugins.
Instruments 8 of 10
well.
Level 0 all plugins expanded. List 1 list. VST. Unfiltered audio Sandman Pro. Plugin Alliance.
That's what we want.
FX. Unsaved pro.
So now.
Context menu. VST. FX parameter.
I've got two effects on my track. This miscellanea. Interesting kit. And Sandman Pro.
Delay our time. 8. Tempo sync. Lock delay time. Delay mode. 90. Value.
And change the delay mode to...
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Edits a value. Slider classic tape. No echo.
Oh.
Multi. Glitch shift.
Not there. Glitch shift.
Parameter.
And then we're gonna.
Dirt slash saturate. Delay time. 1. Delay our time. 8. Value. Slash. 1.
So now. Now.
Once edit selected, value, slider 1 slash 16th D. Parameter, cop, pitch slash, value, 2.3.4 ST.
Can people hear those extra tinkles?
Yeah.
So now we have we have pitch shifted
minus
echoes.
One, minus 1, minus 2
on top
minus
of.
D.
The original sound.
Parameter.
We can increase the feedback.
Value. 14.0. 20. 42.0%. Unsaved project.
And
three,
that will change the character.
0.
Of the sound. Whereas before it just sounded
context
like this.
Context menu. VFX bypass. Bypassed.
Now it sounds like this.
Normal.
Yeah. There we go.
Unsaved project. No con-
so that kind of starts to demonstrate how you can spice up instruments with effects. I think for new content, that's pretty much all we've got time for. But does anybody have any questions on the Complete Controller ecosystem, on MIDI in Reaper, and things like that? No? Well, I'm guessing and hoping that you've found it useful, therefore, and that this will inform your future MIDI explorations. Thank you very much for coming. And do let me know if I can be of any further help. And thank you to Peter for inviting me.
Thanks, Justin. That was really both useful and valuable, I thought, particularly for kind of demystifying some of the basic concepts, and also just giving a really good illustration of what's possible and how it works with the screen reader. I think it was really worthwhile. So thank you very much.